Report.
St. Lucia's education minister apologizes for remarks made on the campaign trail. Nassau says a court ruling won't prevent effective policing against money laundering activity and why one 10-year-old boy who moved to Britain took his own life. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. One apology today along the campaign trail in St. Lucia. Deputy Prime Minister Mario Michel has expressed regret about controversial comments he made in relation to the leader of the opposition United Workers' Party, Dr. Morella Joseph. The comments by Mr. Michel, who is also Education Minister, were widely interpreted to mean that Dr. Joseph got what she deserved when, as principal of the Vieux-Fort Secondary School, she was attacked by a cutlass-wielding student. As a result of that incident in March 1998, Dr. Joseph was hospitalized. Pete Ninval has more in this report.
Deputy Prime Minister Mario Michel, in a statement today, denied ever saying, suggesting or implying that Dr. Joseph deserved the injuries that were inflicted by the student. Mr. Michel, who is a lawyer by profession, recalled that after the incident he had visited Dr. Joseph both in hospital and later at her home and had publicly condemned the attack. He noted that he had also visited the school where the incident happened and made the shocking discovery that there was a sentiment there that Dr. Joseph's leadership style contributed to the attack.
I accept the criticism that a political platform